This is just weird. It's why are you so weird? Oh, don't be weird, man. Okay. Hi, this is Andy Nathan from Tales from a Digital Marketer. I wanted to just go through something that's been on my mind lately. I've noticed that it's become a little bit ultra competitive when it comes to digital marketing nowadays. Especially you take a look at like social media, you see all the people on different social networks, and you think to yourself, like, how am I going to be able to compete? And you're, how am I going to be different? And, you know, I've noticed that it sometimes crosses into the weird. And, you know, the weird zone. And I did this a lot when I first started doing digital marketing. I titled myself the social networking schmoozer. Schmoozer! Yeah. I did some really weird videos and, you know, it was fun. It was crazy. People would comment and say, oh, that's definitely different. And it was. The problem is that, you know, when you go too weird and you're a little too strange, I mean, it's okay to be different, have a little personality. If you notice that the way I started this, it was a little weird. I'm not gonna lie. But the fact is that you don't have to just go weird to get clients through social media. It's not the only way to do that. And I think that a lot of times we see people just going really strange because they don't know how to break through. And they think, if I'm really different from everyone else, then it's going to make a difference. And you see that a lot of times when like people try to do like stunt marketing. And I think that's what we're starting to see on social media. Like, you know, because 10 years ago when I started doing social media, it was a lot easier to break through because not as many people were on social media. But nowadays, everyone and their mother and their grandmother and sometimes great-grandmother is on social media. So how do you make yourself look, feel, and sound different from every other real estate agent? How do you make yourself sound different from every mortgage broker, lawyer, accountant? And it's definitely possible. And that's what I want to talk about today. So first thing is that, one, think about what other people are not talking about. How many people talk about weirdness in their digital marketing? I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think there's that many people who go for that angle when they talk about, how do you do digital marketing? Don't be weird. No, a lot of people say, have a unique brand. They talk about the fact that you should have a distinctive voice, a USP, a unique service proposition. All right, and that's great. They talk about how you should have your colors and your the same start to everything so people know who you are. I agree with that. Definitely do that. Definitely brand yourself. And then in addition to that though, you should think about things that people are, you know, people are talking about the fact that you should do this or do that, but then no one ever really talks about it and puts it into videos or puts it into topics that you should write about. If you could think of those issues, that really does great. And I can tell you that in my career, the videos, the podcasts, the blog posts that have done the best are the ones that, you know, I thought that they would focus on something that's just a little bit off from what everyone else was doing, but they made a big impact, and they did. So definitely focus on that. Second, be consistent. It's okay if you're not the weirdest guy in the bunch, but you know, you really do need to be consistent with your marketing and with your branding. So I blog once a week at least. I hope if I can do it more, great, but I want to have at least one blog post that goes out Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. I know that's not 100% consistency because I am not perfect just like everyone else. But you should definitely make sure that you have at least some piece of content go out on your different social networks every week. And especially when you come to like things like Twitter and Facebook, having something that goes out every day is very important. LinkedIn is also something you should be posting on a regular basis. And if you're not doing images and you're not doing videos of some kinds, or you're not doing podcasts like this, you're definitely going to have some challenges. Now, I do a lot of writing, I do a lot of text, but mixing it up with other forms of content is very important nowadays. Don't forget to include video. Don't forget to include different forms of content and do it on a consistent basis. If you want to do a Facebook Live, great. That's awesome. Keep doing it. But then once you're done with that Facebook Live, maybe take that and turn it into a podcast. Turn it into a blog post. Send it over to Rev.com and have them transcribe it. And then send it over to Fiverr and have them edit it. So if you're doing a 10-minute video, that caught that it might be $10 on Rev, and then you maybe spend $5-$10 on Fiverr, and now you have a decent blog post to put up there for about $20. And you can do that consistently because you're not spending a lot of money on that. You definitely want to spend some time to make sure it looks right. And the third thing in addition to that is that you want to continuously provide value to people. So this is goes along with the unique topic and the unique angle, but educate people. Give them something entertaining. You could be entertaining. You could be funny. I know I'm like really funny. Jokes. That was really bad, but whatever. My point is that if you notice, I provide a lot of content. A lot of content. Because why? Because people want to know information. People have a burning desire to know stuff. And even the people that do not share that content, let me rephrase that. Even people who get your content and then don't buy your product, they're still listening to it and they're reading your information on a regular basis. And what they'll do is they'll share that with other people. I've had people who've gone on to my LinkedIn profile that said, look, I've been reading your blog posts for a year now and they're awesome. And I just want to say that and I want to give you a testimonial because what you're doing is great. Thank you so much for putting out all this information. They don't buy from me, but they're sharing it with their network. And that's so valuable because it spreads the word of what I'm doing to others so I can make more with that. So that's the deal. This is it. One, be unique. Have a unique angle and then on topics. If you think other people are going to find something interesting but no one's talking about it, do it. Two, in addition to that, be consistent. And number three, you know what? Number three, provide value. It's not like it's the end of the world that you're doing something that no one else has done and you have to shock and awe people. That doesn't always work, and a lot of times they'll backfire. But if you're doing what I'm talking about here, you could definitely make a career out of it. So this is Andy Nathan with andynathan.net. You could also check out, if you want to learn more and build your digital marketing strategy, definitely check out how to set up a... This is Andy Nathan. Definitely...